couple of expensive projects that are going on there. Timing is never good, but, you know, what are you going to do when things are not working?
Well, that's the thing. We had three chillers that we had to replace on various campuses, and it's the time that you don't want to spend any more money than you have to, but things like that have to be done, and they were at the end of their lifespan. One of them was 17 years old, and one of them was 13 years old, I believe.
And then I understand replacing the lights over at SFA.
That's right. And BTU reported that there were sparks coming out of either the transformer or some of the light poles. It could create a very big safety hazard. And we wanted to keep, you know, our middle schools equal as best as we can. And the other three do have lighted fields. And we use a lot of sub-varsity. High school sports are also played there, so we didn't feel like it was an option to leave it unlit.
And if I understand correctly, you're recycling light fixtures from Merrill Green Stadium over at SFA.
Several years ago, we replaced those poles because they had rusted off at the ground, and we replaced the lighting system. So what we're using are harvested lights from the stadium, the old Viking Stadium or the Merrill Green Stadium now, and they... about a $60,000 savings by using them, and we're going to have quite a few fixtures left that other districts have inquired about buying, so we can sell off some of those, further reducing the cost to the district.
So SFA was the only one that had the wooden poles and the wiring issue?
Yes, that's correct. And the poles also sit between the field and the track right now. These poles will be back out of the way, and it'll be safer for the football players and the soccer players as well.